I'm Josh Evans, and this is my show. I'm a loving husband, a proud father, a mediocre guitarist, a fish taco lover, and I love to help organizations fix their cultures. That's right. So if you've ever been a disgruntled employee or you've ever had a disgruntled staff member, I'm here to help you fix it. So I help businesses build the right culture within their organizations to keep their employees engaged and their profits high. Hi, I'm Josh Evans, and welcome to my show. I'm excited to be here. I heard a really cool quote recently, so I brought it with me. I'm going to read it to you right now just because I think it's a really cool idea to share with you. So, every man is enthusiastic at times. One man is enthusiastic for 30 minutes. Another has enthusiasm for 30 days. But it is the man who has it for 30 years that makes his success of life. And that's by Edward Butler. It's kind of a cool idea, right? That our enthusiasm can help us be more successful. The amount of energy and passion and stuff that we put behind our efforts can actually impact how successful we are. And it's true, though. And I think all of us have started from a passionate place, right? We all started from a passionate place when we started our work, right? You let your clients, you let email, you let the day-to-day nuances start to drag you down and take that away from you. Seriously, if you think back to the job you're in now, the first day was probably awesome, right? You probably loved it. You couldn't wait to get into the office. You were just excited. We all had that, right? We all started from a passionate place. We all started from a passionate place, but somehow we started to lose some of that. So what I'm suggesting is we need to do whatever it takes to reclaim our enthusiasm. You need to do whatever it takes to reclaim your enthusiasm. How about that? So let me tell you a really cool story. So many years ago, I was working in sales, and I started with a very small company. At the time, I started at the same time as my direct report manager. So they hired on a new manager and me as, you know, one of the lower salespeople. And it was a really small company, about 30 people. And we had quite a bit of autonomy because the vast majority of our company, the 30 people, was in the UK. And so it was really just a few of us here in the US. And my big problem, right, is I like the products, I like the things, I like the people that I work with close, except for my manager, the one that was hired at the same time. See, we started on the same day, but he had an attitude. He had such a negative attitude towards everything. He was the most pessimistic person that I probably ever worked with. He looked at the bad things, he complained, he bitched all the time, and he was my manager. I was still look up to him. I was supposed to listen to him for direction on how we were going to go pursue clients, but somehow he just wanted to be negative. He literally said, and this is what blows my mind, he literally said, "Josh, stop trying so hard. You're going to make me look bad." That's ridiculous. I'm not going to make him look bad. If anything, I'll make him look better by trying harder. But he didn't want people to see that he didn't care and that he wasn't working. So he told me that I had to mute myself and my energy and what I was doing for the company. It was ridiculous. His attitude was the most horrible possible thing ever. Right? I mean, to be honest with you, for lack of a better term, the guy was an asshole. That's all he was. He was a total asshole. And I was forced to report to him. Right? To asshole manager. So, he'd throw me under the bus when things wouldn't go well, right? He'd steal credit for the work that I did sometimes. I'd close big deals, and he would claim that he had a huge hand in it. And that sort of thing was so infuriating to me. It pissed me off. It made me less excited to go into the... I mean, what kind of a shitty boss has a problem with an optimistic employee, right? How horrible is this individual that he thinks that he has to come down on somebody like me? I was just excited to be there. I was busting my ass. I was working so hard and kicking some ass. And this guy just wanted to be negative about it. Every single day. Every single day. And I don't know what his problem was. I don't know if he had issues at home or what. But I had started this job with all the enthusiasm, all the excitement, all the passion in the world. And slowly this guy's attitude was starting to eat into me. Right? He made me dread going into the office to a job that I actually loved. I loved the job. But he's making me dread going to it because of this negative person, this just dark cloud of just anxiety that was sitting there waiting for me. And it was horrible. He practically made it his goal to make sure that I wasn't enthusiastic. I don't know if he was threatened by my energy or he was jealous because he didn't have passion for whatever he was doing. I don't know. But he wanted to make sure that I wasn't as optimistic, as excited, as joyful, as gung-ho about my position. And I still don't know why to this day. But something had to change, right? Something had to change. And I remember thinking to myself, I was like, this is just not tenable. I can't keep this going. I mean, I don't enjoy it anymore. This guy's barking at me. Something's going to have to change. Something huge has to change, right? I can't let this asshole ruin my opportunity is what I decided. I can't let him ruin this job for me. So I had him removed as my manager at the company. I know what you're thinking, Josh, you got your boss fired. Abso-friggin-lutely I did. But it wasn't that blatant, right? I know it sounds kind of malicious or underhanded. I didn't like go behind his back and posture myself to get rid of it. But I knew it was either him or me. One of us was going to leave the company. Had to. And I was actually making my numbers. He had a quota as well, and he wasn't making his numbers at all. But what I decided is that he needed to be the one to leave. Because if he stayed, he was gonna keep dragging this company down. And I like the people. I love the products. I enjoyed it. I had a passion for it. And this guy had just been stealing it. So I knew that the big issue had to be getting rid of this person. He was that negative influence. He was the thing that was keeping me from being enthusiastic and passionate about this work. He was keeping me less productive and less profitable for this company. And he had to leave. And so I spoke with some of our upper management at the executive level. And I told them what needed to happen to make the company better. And they followed my direction. And so first they moved me out from underneath him, so I had my own role that was leveled in. That pissed him off even more. And then within another month, they gave him specific instructions on what he needed to do to change not only his attitude, right, but the numbers that he was putting up as far as quota goes. And he was unable to do that as well. And so they released him. They released him. And the company became so much more enjoyable after that. Once he left, once we got rid of this negative entity, we turned into a really cool, great little cultured company, right? We all really cared. We all loved it. If we had to work late, it wasn't a big deal because we enjoyed it so much. And really, we all actually cared about our products. And there's always these negative things in there that we need to eliminate, right? Because at the end of the day, we all start from a passionate place, right? We all start from an excited place of work that we want to do. But somehow we lose that along the way. So what we need to do, right, is fix that. So you need to do whatever it takes to reclaim your enthusiasm. That's what you need to do. Okay, so I know what you're thinking, Josh. Okay, Josh, we can't all get our bosses fired. You're right. You're right. I know that. We can't all just go and fire our bosses. But you do have a choice with who you spend your time with at the office and what you focus on. And you need to make sure that those are encouraging, not discouraging. You can reclaim your enthusiasm. You remember that you used to be, I'm sure. But you need to make sure that you reclaim it, right? You need to do whatever it takes to reclaim your enthusiasm. It's not anybody else's duty, right? It's yours. So how would you do this? I'm sure you're asking, okay, Josh, if I need to go ahead and reclaim my enthusiasm, or maybe you don't care. So if you don't care, then fine, go be mediocre. I don't give a shit. This is I'm trying to help you, okay? So if you want to really care about your work, if you want to be more productive, if you want to have more money, right? If you want to be seen sooner for promotions, if you want your clients to really care about you and your company and your products, you absolutely have to have enthusiasm behind it. You have to. Look at anybody that's super successful. They're so enthusiastic, you can't even slow them down. That's what you need to get, right? And we all started from a place where we couldn't wait to get there. We were so excited. And the daily nuances, the problems, the issues, the policies, they start to wear on us and we lose some of that. So you need to do whatever you have to reclaim your enthusiasm. Okay, so how would you do this? Here's a couple of quick tips, right? First, you need to get rid of negative people. Just like I got my boss fired, you need to get rid of negative people in your life. But I don't necessarily mean you need to go get, you know, your enemy at work fired. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I am saying, though, is that you need to start focusing on who you're spending your time with. You need to know exactly where your time is being allotted and who are you giving space to in your day. So this could mean stopping gossip at your office. Maybe it means stop going to lunch with those people that are negative, that are always complaining about the company. And maybe it's people that are bitching about their jobs constantly. I don't know. Maybe it is getting your boss fired, but that's probably not the easiest thing to do. But I don't care. Just get rid of the negative people in your life because they're the ones that are dragging you down, that are keeping you from really being passionate about the work that you're trying to accomplish. And they're the ones that are going to make you less successful. So you got to get rid of those types of people, okay? Next, you need to remember why you love the job that you're in. You have to remember that, right? We all started our very first day with all the hope and all the optimism in the world, We couldn't wait to get there. It was exciting, right? It was a new frontier, an adventure that we're being set upon. And all of a sudden, we start to lose it. You have to remember why you loved it in the first place, right? Get back to that. Get excited about it again. Okay, don't roll your eyes at me. Don't roll your eyes and you're like, oh yeah, go back and be excited again. No, seriously, if you're just working for a paycheck, then you should just go quit right now. Do everyone a favor and just go quit your friggin' job. If you're just working for a paycheck, if you started your job and you hated it from the beginning, then you're an idiot. You're an idiot. You shouldn't take a job that you hate for one thing, right? And so with that in mind, if you hate your job and you're just trying to collect money, and you don't care about it, you need to just leave. You'll do everybody a favor, okay? Just leave the company. You're doing yourself a favor because you can go find something that's more fulfilling, and you're doing your coworkers and your boss a favor and your company a favor by letting them hire somebody that actually wants to be there. So that's for all of you people. I was like, oh no, Josh, I wasn't enthusiastic when I started this job. Well, if you weren't, then you need to find something else because you're not going to be your best in that kind of a role. You're just collecting a paycheck. Quit right now. Quit. But for everybody else that started their work from this passionate, excited place, you need to remember that feeling, the first day of getting excited and going into the office. It was so exciting, and when you reclaim that feeling, right? When you decide to put yourself back in that place, it's going to raise your level of involvement within your company. It's going to raise your level of appreciation for the people that you work with, and everybody else is going to see it. Everybody else is going to see that you're passionate about it. It's going to reflect amazing on you. Just do that, okay? The last thing I want to tell you, back to what I was saying, you have to care. If you don't care, you shouldn't be there. If you don't care, you shouldn't be there. That's cool. I should write that down. No, you have to care about the work. You can't just go in and collect a paycheck at a shitty job. You're not going to be successful. You're going to be mediocre at best. So you need to find the real reason to care about the work that you're doing, right? Find the bigger meaning behind it, the bigger why behind it, right? Is it because y'all are doing great things for the environment, or is it because you're saving lots of people time and money? Is it because you're able to help other individuals? What is it? What is it that's giving you a bigger reason to actually care about the work that you're doing? Maybe you're caring about providing for your family. That's something to care about, right? Your job provides you the ability to provide for your family. That's fine too. Whatever makes you care more about it, that's what you have to do, right? That's what you have to do. So remember, get rid of negative people. Think back and remember why you enjoyed this job or you were excited about this job in the first place. And the third thing is make sure that you actually care. Just care. Boom, there you go. You have to do whatever it takes to reclaim your enthusiasm for work. You do. So, now that I went off on my rant on what you need to do, this is my favorite part of the show, where we take some questions from the listeners. And so, if you want to go ahead and write in, feel free to email me at josh@joshuamevans.com. Send it over. We'll read it on the air if it's appropriate. Try to limit yourself to the bad language. I know I cuss on here, but some of these emails sound like sailors wrote them. Okay, so what do we got here? So today it's from Robert. Robert says, "Hi, Josh. I like my work, but recently it feels like such a drag." Oh, poor Robert. "My coworkers are annoying. My boss is always telling me to do stuff. If the money wasn't so good, I'd leave. Any tips for how I can like my job more?" Robert. Okay. I will say this, Robert, I know what you're going through. I think everybody's had a job that they didn't like, or bosses that were annoying. I did, right? I got my boss fired. We've all had moments that we hated. So you're not alone. Everybody's had a crappy job or been in a crappy situation and actually just collected a paycheck. We've all been there. I get it. I don't know. We've all felt trapped. Is that the right word? Trapped? I think we felt trapped by income before. Every person in the world has had to put in work that they didn't want to do, had to put up with something in their offices that they didn't like, and they had to bite the bullet as well. So let me just slap you in the face with the truth of this, okay, Robert? So here's the real truth, right? Either this is a shitty job and you need to go find something else, or you're just being whiny. So which is it? Is it you, or is it them? I just need to know. You need to figure that out. Is it really because they're shitty, or is it because you have a shitty attitude? And okay, so I know this is kind of mean. Sorry, not sorry. But listen up. And I want you to catch this, really catch this, okay? Here are your two options. One, you have to change yourself. Or maybe there's three options. Yeah, you have to change yourself. Figure out how to love what you're doing and how to be fulfilled with it, right? Be fulfilled from the work that you're doing. You need to either change yourself, right? And you need to think through your language, right? The way it sounds to me, it sounds like this ship has sailed. Like there's no way you're actually going to love this job, right? But that's one thing. You can change yourself, or you can just stay there and get a good paycheck and hate your job, right? Be despondent, not care. But to be honest with you, what's going to happen in that situation is that they're going to see it, and eventually they're going to fire you. That's what's going to happen. Eventually, they're going to see that you just don't care, or you're despondent, you're just sitting there just collecting a paycheck. They're going to see your negative attitude, and they're going to get rid of you. Or at least they should. If I was the manager, I'd get rid of you. I would. It sounds mean, right? But we can't afford to keep people around that don't care about the work that they're doing. So when you say stuff like, it's such a drag, my boss makes me do stuff, you just sound like a whiny employee. So yeah. You can either change the way you view your job, which it doesn't sound like you're going to be able to just because you're already very negative about it. You can just put up with it and just collect your paycheck, hate Mondays, and then hate you know, 5 out of the 7 days of every single week of your life. That sounds stupid. But eventually that's not going to pan out either because they're just going to fire you, and they should. And then you're going to be in a negative attitude, pissed off and looking for a job, which is going to be even harder, especially if you have kind of a negative mentality like this. And the third option you have, this I think is the best option you can do, is go find something better. Go find something that you're passionate about. Find something to get excited about. I mean, you aren't doing yourself or your company any favor by just sitting there Cadillacing into work and through the week. Look, people know if you're half-assing your job. They know. They know it. People see, like, oh, he's half-assing his job, right? Robert's a slacker. They're probably saying that about you. And I know I'm being mean, right? I know I'm being very direct about this, but you better find something better to do. You either need to change your attitude or leave and find something that'll actually give you fulfillment, right? Something you can actually get enthusiastic about. Because if you're going to sit here at this job and you're just going to hate it, or you're going to just bitch about it, you don't deserve the job. There's people out there that would love to be in your position. I don't care how much money you make. You said you're making good. The money's so good, I can't leave. Man, if you don't care about the work, and it's never about the paycheck, is it? It's never really about the paycheck. It's just that you're lazy. So I know I'm being really mean here, but I wanted you just to catch that for a moment. This is on you. It's not their job to make you love the company, or to not tell you. It's your boss. He's supposed to tell you to do stuff. Yeah, your coworkers are annoying. Human beings, by nature, are going to be annoying at times. Okay? You just deal with it. Just deal with it. Put on your big boy pants and deal with it. Okay, so now that I got all that mean stuff out and kind of slapped you in the face a little, let me tell you how you can fix it, right? I really think that your best option is to think back. Why did you take this job in the first place? Did you just take it for the paycheck? Because if so, you have to go find something better. You do. If it's just the money, you can't be helped. You can't like your job more. You did it originally just for the money. You can't. However, if you liked your job and then one day you stopped being excited because you had to do something else, right? Or they shifted your role or new policies were put in place. I can understand that, right? But you can be excited again. You just got to go back and think back to the original start of your work there. And if you were excited then, you can reclaim it again. You can fall in love with your company again. You can get enthusiastic again. You can do this. You can. I know you can, right? But you have to make the decision. Either you fix your participation within your organization, or you take the leap towards something better. But you need to do it before your company shoves you out the door. You have to. You have to do it before your company shoves you out the door. All right? You can't just sit in the mud and complain about it. You have to do something. The choice is yours at the end of the day. It really is. So if anybody else out there, if you're like Robert, where you feel trapped by a paycheck, that is a great phrase. You feel trapped by a paycheck, right? You feel like, oh, the work, I hate the work. I hate my coworkers. I hate my boss, but I get paid really well. You need to move on. You either need to re-engage, right, to get excited again about what you're doing. You need to move the hell on and find something else that gets you fulfilled. All right? It's not their job to get you excited about their work. You need to do that for yourself, all right? You can't just sit in the mud and complain about it. You have to do something. You have to make a choice. So if you hate your job, you don't get to complain about it. You don't. You can either find a better job or you can shut your mouth and just do your work. Collect your paycheck. You don't get to bitch about it. I mean, we all deserve the right to love what we do. And you probably did from the beginning, right? But somehow you lost it. So you need to do whatever it takes to reclaim your enthusiasm for your work. You have to. You have to. Anyway, I'm going to end it there. And I'm sorry I was so mean to you, Robert, but you can do this, man. Go out there and get it. And anybody else out there, if you're struggling with these same sorts of issues, where you may not like your boss, or you may not like your coworkers, or you may not like the environment that you're forced to work in, you have the choice as well. You can just sit there and Cadillac until they fire you. You can change your attitude, or you can find something better that fulfills you, that allows you to be more enthusiastic. So you need to do whatever it takes for you to reclaim your enthusiasm, and whether that's revisiting why you like this job in the first place or finding a new place to work, that's what you need to do. You have to do this. It's nobody else's job to do it for you. It's up to you. Well, thanks again for joining me on my show. I know it was a bit negative today, but this needed to be said, because I hear people bitching all the time about their jobs, and it's not okay. You don't just get to bitch about your job. You're getting paid for the work. If you don't like it, it's your fault anyway. There you go. Anyway, my name's Josh Evans. Thank you so much for joining my show, and we'll talk to you again soon.